Welcome to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Join me on a journey back home to your truest self in this inspiring, enlightening, and entertaining show. After a near-death experience in a car crash at 15 years old, I made a choice to stay and brought back with me three simple truths that I found from the other side. Love is all there is. Our time is over here quicker than we think. And we all have a purpose, a soul blueprint to fulfill. On this show, you will find a higher purpose, a creative expression, and unique soul attributes that you can bring forth into this world. Stay tuned with me for the next hour and find your higher purpose on My Wild Magic, starting now. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. So today we're going to be looking at emotional intelligence and unconditional love, and also some of the ascended masters and beings of light that can help us to kind of go down that path of expanding our own awareness. And then, you know, I think walking among us, we also have some living masters and people who just came in with like a really high caliber scale of energy as well. And one of them is Brené Brown. And, you know, I just got back from the dentist and was getting my teeth cleaned and stuff. And I was sitting there in the chair, you know, and she's scrubbing away, doing whatever she's doing to my teeth. And these songs, she's playing like maybe old 70s or 80s songs. I don't even know, but Rod Stewart came on and he was singing all about Maggie and kicking him in the head and, you know, dragging him away from his family just so she wouldn't be alone. I'm like, that sounds a bit narcissistic. And then what's her face comes on, Carole King comes on and she's singing all about You're So Vain. And I'm like, wow, it sounds like she had some real hardship with narcissistic behavior too. And really wasn't much named as much at the time, right? People just, you know, didn't really maybe know on a more higher emotional level what that might've been that they were dealing with. But nowadays you really look at the spectrum, sort of like you have an autism spectrum or you have an indigo spectrum. And there's also kind of a narcissist spectrum. And, you know, that word gets probably thrown around quite a lot, but one of the things that, that I find comes up really kind of at its very core is people who, the more distant we get from ourselves, the further out we go, the more imbalanced we become in all kinds of ways, whether we're dependent on somebody or whether we want somebody's full-on attention, whatever side of the, you know, we want to save people or people need to be saved or people want to be in control. Or people feel powerless. But when you get into those kind of conversations, you're on the further end of the spectrum. And the more you do rhythmic breathing, the more you kind of come back to center with yourself, the more you're listening to how you feel, your sense of unconditional love, being in that middle path within yourself, be more in connection, you'll find that you're just naturally more compassionate, heart-centered, you listen better, you see things more clearly for what they are versus whatever the world around you is influencing you to see. So one of the talks we're going to have today then is about that. And I just got back from a trip down to San Francisco. And on the way back, I was listening to Atlas of the Heart. And that's Brené Brown's newest book. And I highly recommend it. And it's a fascinating book because it's not a book that you just necessarily sit down and read. Like I would highly recommend taking it one chapter, let it integrate, one chapter, let it integrate. But what she does is in Atlas of the Heart, is she's helping to, she's really kind of helping to educate people on emotions. And maybe, you know, some people don't really know exactly what that emotion is, or that maybe they don't know exactly, you know, how to be present to another person going through grief, or sometimes we have a tendency based on how we were raised to, cause somebody to feel guilty when we want our way with things, or we don't have permission to tell somebody we're angry or to set a healthy boundary. So there's a lot of things that go on emotionally in our human experience. It's really one of the bigger parts of who we are. So it's the emotions, the astral body, our nervous system, It's how we kind of process energy, right? So along those lines in our human body, human world, all of our heart-centered energy being in the heart, emotional intelligence is really important to have. And that Atlas of the Heart book really opens that up. And it educates you in a way that maybe you haven't thought about before. And she's done research with people all over the world. Internationally, she's done work with all of her social media groups. She's done work with people who are kind of, you know, specialists in their area, whether it's intuitive or scientific. And, you know, she's looked at art. She's done all kinds of things. And she's put together a beautiful, you know, work of art actually in herself with this probably, you know, life gathering type process she's been in. But she also has a PDF that comes with it, where when she's taking you through different emotions, in order to help you to relate to that emotion and that experience, she's also captured famous works of art, whether it be in written form or visual or audio. So when you download the PDF, even if you're doing an Audible book, she has a PDF that comes with it that is very educating and, you know, very artistic as well. So it's kind of nice. And I noticed in listening to the book, for instance, with her on Atlas of the Heart, that, you know, she was going through different emotions, and some I'd relate to, some I wouldn't, but man, she got to the emotion of remorse, like one that just takes you to your, like a sense of that, like that deep sense of agony, remorse, things like that. And you just fall to your knees, you know, and the way she describes it in the story, she's a very good storyteller as well. And it's very entertaining, and she reads the book herself, which is nice. Sometimes people get people to read it for them and it doesn't translate as well. Anyway, so that's a really good one. Another really good book on emotions and learning how to manage them and be present with them is from Abraham Hicks, and looking at pretty much any of her work, I think is going to be quite helpful, but she has, one on the emotions, that I recommend as well. And, you know, she's teaching you how to be present to those emotions, how to be present with those emotions with others, but also how to use your emotions to co-create. So emotions are kind of twofold. There's something that you're experiencing in the world around you. Like, you know, somebody says something, you might have an emotional experience of it, or maybe you have an emotion and that affects somebody. So there's the emotional body of how we relate as living beings with other living beings, trees, animals, people, angels, whatever. But then there's also the way in which, if you look at the work of Joe Dispenza, we're also using, and Abraham Hicks, we're using emotions to co-create as well. Being able to hold a clean emotional body, a clean emotional intention, helps us when we want to manifest with the universe. So emotions are running through the nervous system, right? They're running all the way through the nervous system. They're running in through your chakras. They're running out of your chakras in that form of communication. But then they are also running through your nervous system from above, being influenced by the divine, angels, sometimes entities, different things like that. So they're flowing through your nervous system this way as a divine inspiration, usually on some level, as well as out in the world around you. So your nervous system and your chakras are processing the energy of emotions externally, internally, in your divine presence, and also even with the earth itself. Even the earth will help you in grounding your emotions and absorbing excess emotions that you don't need. Like if you just stand barefoot, oftentimes, you know, on the earth, you'll just feel a whole lot better. It kind of takes the charge, the electrical charge that emotions can create off of your nervous system. So emotions are really a pretty fascinating concept that maybe we take for granted and we don't really think through as well as we could, and participate with them. And, you know, based on how you were raised, your education, if you've traveled around the world at all, you know, if you've gone outside of your immediate tribe and you've had other experiences around the country, other people, other cultures, your emotional intelligence can grow. Otherwise, we can sometimes be very one-dimensional, like this is my wheelhouse and I'm staying in my wheelhouse of this is anger, this is sorrow, you know, this is happiness, this is love. And we stay in these wheelhouses with these blinders on and we don't realize there's all these subtlety to emotions such as, you know, sorrow and grief and depression are all not the same. And happiness and joy and ecstasy are all not the same. And love and divine love and unconditional love and conditional love are all not the same. Or anger, frustration, irritation are not the same. And then being able to take these emotions and the subtleties, and you'll find that a lot of the indigo people, a lot of people who might be listening to this particular show, but people who are more like on the indigo spectrum have a broader bandwidth. They're able to see and hear more colors, more sounds, more energy on an emotional level. And therefore the subtleties of that person seems like something's not quite right. And if I just tune in, if I just listen, if I just empath a little bit with that person, I realize that maybe they feel a little bit of fear. And when I breathe into that fear, it feels like, you know, it's coming a little bit more from an inner child type thing, or maybe it's coming because they feel overwhelmed or they feel scared about the way somebody talked to them. So for people who are on the indigo spectrum, or who have a high level of emotional empathy or high emotional empaths, their bandwidth of what they are picking up clairaudiently in terms of what they're hearing emotionally or clairvisually, maybe they're picking it up in the auric field or their energy field, or what they're claircognizantly knowing or from their heart or their solar plexus, their clairsentient body, they're able to pick up on the subtleties of what's actually going on. And it's kind of an amazing energy. So, you know, the more we can educate ourselves and not make ourselves wrong, because for people who are high emotional empaths, pick up on the subtleties that other people that might have a more smaller bandwidth, they might make those other people feel kind of crazy. So people who are high empaths pick up on the subtleties of what's wrong. I know something's wrong. Just please tell me what's wrong. And the other person's like, nothing's wrong. So that can actually make the other person feel literally kind of wrong about their emotions, what they're picking up. The more you train yourself to realize that it's actually a heightened gift, it's a divine quality, it's a higher soul attribute to be able to pick up on emotions, then that allows you to not only read more accurately, but also to avoid the pain that it causes an empath by having their emotions, their feelings, and that energy be made wrong in the long run. So that's one of the things we're going to be kind of looking at and talking about today. So stay tuned. We will be back in just a moment to go a little deeper into the our emotional bandwidth and how to express that.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us,
Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time with me, Dr. Krista Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning back in as we are talking about emotional intelligence and unconditional love and really how to expand our emotional intelligence. That it is it's a kind of a living language. Like sometimes I don't think we think about the emotions as a living language. So like the language of light, the language of emotions is like this living thing that can, it's actually so significant that there's something called elemental life force energy, where your emotions, when you don't let them pass through you and you don't let them kind of, when you don't deal with them and they kind of build up. So if you have somebody who feels resentful or depressed or, angry or hurt or victim, pathetic, any of these different emotions that they can build up and just sit in you. And it's almost like on a Charlie Brown character where it's like a Pigpen, where it's just like all this like cloud of energy and dirt all around a person. That's kind of what happens to your auric field. And so when people sit around, like let's say in the same chair every day, or the same car every day, or the same house every day, that emotion grows and it becomes, an elemental life force in and of itself. So that emotion, like let's say you have maybe a father who has unresolved anger issues, right? And so anger, whether they express it or they don't express it, might be in their auric field and it builds up and it becomes its own life force that can kind of travel away from that person a little bit, and it can attach to objects and chairs and rooms of the house. And it just becomes its own living life force of energy. So when you walk into somebody's home and you can feel, oh, it feels really light and airy, or it feels really heavy and depressive, or it feels, oh, I don't really feel very safe here, or it feels really nurturing and loving, it's because that person who lives in that home has qualified their emotional energy in a certain way. And when you walk in, it's palpable. It's literally a living force of energy that you can either keep clean or not keep clean, but either way, people kind of sense it and know it and feel it. And because we live so much in our own kind of psyche, our own energy field, a lot of times we just don't even realize what kind of emotion that we are sitting in a lot of the time. And that's why in the work of Joe Dispenza, in his work, Becoming Supernatural, you can watch videos on it, and he has a book on it. You go to YouTube on it. He and Gaiam TV also has like a whole bunch of stuff on him. And with him, what he's talking about is we live so unconscious. And so your body is like your unconscious. Like people think the unconscious is like a lower part of the brain, which is kind of true. But the body also represents the unconscious. So by the time something sits in the unconscious long enough, it literally then can start to create disturbances in the body, illnesses in the body, distress in the body, dis-ease in the body. And that's because the body's carrying out some of the unconscious activity that the emotions couldn't be processed through. So sometimes it's belief systems, but belief systems and emotions kind of go hand in hand, actually, for the most part. So, but emotions can kind of live on their own as well. So with Joe Dispenza, he's talking about how with the emotional body, when you don't pay attention, you don't kind of come back to neutral by doing rhythmic breathing or doing some things just to kind of neutralize and just sort of check out, how do I feel? What's going on? Then we just wake up in the morning and run straight out into the world with whatever it was that we run day in and day out. We have like thousands of emotions in a day, but we do tend to have a certain familiar emotion that we tend to live within. And some people are naturally kind of choosing more happy and higher emotions. Some people just naturally, based on how they were raised or their life experiences, are choosing lower vibrational emotions. And when you get around that person, you will also feel it, not just their home or their car or whatever, their pets pick up on it, their plants pick up on it. So, you know, that's a big deal. So with him, he talks about, you know, resetting it in the morning when you wake up, as does Christy Marie Cheldon, who does the blessing ball exercise that we do. You can go to my website and check that out. Blessing ball meditation, mywildmagic.com. And then you have Brene Brown. She's talking about emotional intelligence. So there's so much out there on it. But when you can wake up in the morning and realize that you can choose your emotion, which is what Joe Dispenza is talking about, he has a bunch of meditations that can help with that. But you wake up and you're like, oh, you know, I'm feeling kind of anxious when I wake up, or oh, I'm feeling kind of bummed I have to go to work, or depressed about something, or unfulfilled in life, whatever it is. That may be your bottom line. That's where your emotions are kind of here. And it's what's called a set emotion. So you hang out at your set happiness, your set love, your set anger, your set emotion. And then when you want to expand it, you can actually, when you wake up in the morning, start, when you're doing the rhythmic breathing and just expanding, connecting to source energy, running that through your body, you can actually go in and choose how you want to feel that day. And a lot of people think emotions are happening to them versus that you have an opportunity to choose an emotion and go forward with your day, choosing, I'm going to be happy today, choosing, I'm going to be content today, choosing, I'm going to be at peace in this situation. You know, so choosing that I'm going to open my heart and just express love. And that's really cool to be able to do, actually. So knowing that you can do that goes a long way, and you start manifesting your life from this, the higher the emotion. If you look at the David Hawkins scale, powerlessness is one of your lowest emotions on the David Hawkins scale, which is an emotional scale, because every emotion has a vibration, a vibrational resonance. And that's why people who are clairaudient can actually hear emotions. They can hear a feeling tone of somebody sad. It's hard to kind of put words to it, but that's kind of what happens with clairaudient people. That's probably my primary clair, one of the clairs is clairaudient. And so emotions have a feeling tone to them, and you kind of can almost hear it, sense it, feel it. And then from there, you can start discerning the difference of what kind of sorrow is that? What kind of anger? What kind of fear? Or is there an emotion, but there's something underneath it? People who are clairaudient can also hear layers of emotion. So you might start here on the surface, but then there's these layers, right? So again, when you wake up in the morning and you really want to just start having a new experience, I want a new type of health, you know, in my body. I want a new type of relationship or friendships. I want a new type of financial situation. Then you start choosing emotions that match that. Gratitude really is great for abundance. Divine love, you know, I'm just going to be a pillar of divine love today. I'm choosing to be happy. I'm choosing for a higher state of bliss. And you send that message, you breathe into it. You literally start to use the power of your breath to kind of expand the feeling of bliss or the feeling of grace or the feeling of divine love into your energy field. And it will come in like a ray of light, and it begins to imbue the cells of your body. It'll start to shift your thought forms. And when you raise your emotional vibration, it'll start to, your vision starts to shift to where you actually find money on the street, or you find a parking spot right where you want it, or you come across somebody that is very helpful versus harmful, or opportunities come to you, or you get the winning lottery numbers, or you you know, buy a car that's really great versus one that's not. So there's all these things that happen when you shift your emotional body by choosing a higher emotional vibration that you want to go forth in your day. And that will also start affecting the thought forms to be able to light up and function on a higher, better level. And then your neuroemotional pathways, the way you see things, the rut that you normally kind of see in this spectrum of, this is my emotional state, and this is what I woke up with, and this is what I'm going through the day with. When you start to choose higher vibrational emotions, this just, it expands and then basically just kind of goes away altogether. And you're able to actually start seeing things that you couldn't have seen before. Like I recently have been doing neurofeedback, which I highly recommend to anybody. And it's really great because our brain really responds a lot to our emotions. So due to maybe some stress I was dealing with, or certain things that were happening, maybe even childhood issues, there's a number of different things, brain injuries, things that we experience. They do a mind map when you go into a brain mapping thing, when you go into neurofeedback, and it maps the brain and it can kind of show you what the brain's doing. And there's these 20 different layers of the brain, and it shows you which ones are turned on and which ones aren't. So if they're not, they're kind of black. And if they are turned on, then there's a little bit of blue in that bar. And, you know, I was amazed at that. Out of the 20 different bars in the bar graph, out of doing three, you do three maps usually to get a good scan of the brain. One in my front right lobe was turned on. Then there was 9 others that had slight little blue, little to it, 10 turned off altogether, just not even on. And I'm like, whoa, what's wrong? I thought I had emotional intelligence. I thought I was communicatory. You know, I do intuitive stuff for a living. Why isn't this turned on? She's like, well, you got some stress happening somewhere in your life and you're suppressing your emotions, is what she said. So that really got me to thinking about doing this podcast we're doing today on being able to express our emotions. And one of the things we're going to talk about in a moment is actually feeling safe enough. Because I find for empaths, we tend to not, we're very emotional people, because I'm a very emotional person. But the problem is, no matter how emotional I might feel, I'm still shutting down a ton of it in order to compensate for other situations in my life, right? So it's where empaths don't feel safe that's the problem. And they get kind of like almost like in a bondage, in a trap of their own making, really, around that. So being able to choose the higher emotions will make a big difference. And what it'll do is, when you start to let your emotions be free, like being in love is one of the higher emotions you can choose as well. Like when you're in love with life, not even a person, but in love with life, a whole new possibility kind of opens up in your world. And it starts turning switches on in your brain that's highly creative and problem solving and positive and draws in universal flow and universal resources. So stay tuned on that positive note. We'll be right back in a moment to go into how empaths can be safe enough to explore their emotions and choose higher emotions.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit LifeStrategyMentor.com. That's LifeStrategyMentor.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Okay, welcome back. I was just telling my producer how much I like that cute little ditty of a song with all that happy whistling going on coming in and out of the show today. So it kind of is pretty appropriate. So with impasse, one of the first things then when you are, it's kind of a starting point for you because you don't always have to be in an up happy state because sometimes that's also a default that impasse and people can have because they want to people please. And so as long as they're in a happy state all the time, they feel like it's easier on people and they don't really want to get into their negative emotions or their needs or their boundaries or anything else, right? So the starting place, it's usually on a personal level. I like to do this first thing in the morning when I wake up, and then you can check in throughout the day with yourself, and you wouldn't believe how actually good it feels to do this, where you actually just start using rhythmic breathing. So I'm breathing in, I'm breathing out. And some people like to go in and out through the heart. You can also just breathe in and out through the belly. I'm breathing in and I'm breathing out. And you'll find that pretty easily, if you're kind of out of your body or too much in your head or your emotions, you just very gently come back to your heart, your feeling energy. Even if you just breathe into your belly, it calms your whole nervous system down. And when your nervous system is calmed down, all the systems of your body calm down and self-regulate. So rhythmic breathing helps your immune system self-regulate, your nervous system, your digestive system. Again, all the systems, you're breathing, all the systems of the body when you're doing deep breathing, coming away from the shallow breathing and going down lower, either in and out of the heart or down into the navel. And sometimes the deeper you go, the better, because it allows you to access any emotions you might be feeling. So you might start with the heart and then go down into the belly, and you're just breathing in, let's say to the count of five and a half, and then out, breathing in, breathing out. And when you drop into your abdomen, it's a good place to explore what's going on below the level of your awareness, just to kind of see. So let's all practice that just for a moment. Let's drop into that navel pelvic floor area, knowing that all parts of you have a right to be heard. And we're just opening with compassion and curiosity, breathing into the belly. Just noticing what emotions might come up for you. Any feelings that might be there. And you're just creating space for it, like a safe space just to kind of be present, right? So you're just breathing into that, allowing those emotions and or feelings. Sometimes what happens is you'll start with an emotion, which is a little more superficial, and you'll breathe through some of those emotions, or might be 1, 2, 3, 4 levels. And then eventually you'll get to more of a feeling, something that's actually more true for you. And then if you keep breathing into that feeling, you'll find that it'll start to become, as you breathe into it, it's like a ball of energy, and it will start to unravel. And that ball of energy will start to come up into your heart. And you'll start to gain your soul's wisdom from whatever you might be processing or doing emotionally or in your feelings. And you'll find that it's easier to have greater forgiveness for self or others, greater compassion for self or others. It's more of an unconditional state. But until you kind of unravel that deeper ball of emotion, it's going to be there day in and day out. And it's one of those emotions that when you wake up in the morning, you're just kind of on autopilot. That's a lot of times what happens. That's one reason I like to start my day just sort of kind of checking in, because my unconscious, I'm so close to my unconscious coming out of sleep that it's really easy for me to see what kind of feelings are going on there, that maybe I was processing in my dream time or just waking up to the day. And so when you breathe into it, so breath has the power to unravel emotions, to heal your entire body, actually. So you're using your breath as a healing instrument, and you're breathing down into the belly. You're putting your awareness on, how am I feeling in this moment? And like I said, you might have to go through a few layers. Then you'll find something that feels more authentic, more grounded, more real for you. And when it starts to unravel, you'll notice it's almost like a wash of energy comes up into your heart, and you'll literally start to feel the emotion or feeling come up into your heart like a wash of energy. And even if it's sorrow, or if it's anger, or if it's fear or anxiety or depression, it's okay. What happens when it comes up, you're giving it freedom to express, and it usually clears, I find for myself, in usually about 30, 40 seconds, a minute tops. And if it's a really deep emotion or something that's really going on for me, I might come in and out of it for a little bit, meditate in the morning. But if I just spend time, if I just put attention, because that's all we, all of us maybe really want, is that loving attention. And if your parents didn't know how to do that for themselves or for you, or other people don't, or partners, children, pets, you know, what happens is you're retraining yourself on how to be emotionally responsible for yourself. And that is not something most people are taught to do, is be emotionally responsible for themselves. They're always projecting out, seeking a something or someone to basically help them with it. And there's times and places where that's really appropriate, right? So I'm not meaning to like just be an island all the time, but to at least start the process by knowing what's going on. If you do go to, let's see, a healer or a friend or a loved one or even a complete stranger, and that healing space opens up, you've got a lot more kind of healing energy going in your spectrum of light, right? So you breathe in, it comes up to your heart, and you'll start to notice your heart start to feel more free, more open. And a lot of times people want to be free. I want to be free financially. I want to be free from this job. I want to be free from this relationship. I want to be free from my kids. I want to be free from this responsibility. I want to be free from this credit card payment. I want to be free from the government. I want to be free from this culture. So a lot of times we want to be free from something outside of us, but that something is like a reflective mirror to whatever is going on inside of us. So the true freedom that I've kind of began to notice for myself is when I have emotional freedom inside, where I'm able to actually breathe into emotion, not be afraid of it, breathe into it, access it, give it space, let it come up, know that it's not going to destroy my life if it comes up. You create space with it, and you start to gain your soul's wisdom, whatever your soul is learning from that trauma, that emotional relationship, that financial hardship, that health issue. So you start to unravel the emotion, your soul gains the wisdom of it. And then from there, you don't have to keep processing it. It's like you freed it. It's done. You're free. And there's nothing like internal freedom. Internal freedom is just, it's just really where it's at. And so then that ball of energy, it's like it's being imbued with this love, this soul's wisdom. Then it naturally goes up to the mental body, and it starts to realign your emotional pathways, your neuroemotional pathways, because when this emotion was down in your belly and it was all stuck and tied up and whatever hadn't been processed yet, we're vibrational resonance. And so the thought form, that's where thought forms and emotions match. The thought form of life sucks, life is hard, I never have enough, I never find the right partner. So that thought form matches this emotion. And this emotion oftentimes starts either in your genetic lineage, it's being passed down, imbued to you in utero, or maybe you've had certain childhood experiences. We learn so much about emotions between the age of 1 to 5, right? And so you've learned a lot even before you were 5 years old that gets caught up in your system. And some of it was even in utero, even before you were born, you were being downloaded with your mom's hormones and your dad's hormones, and then the genetics of grandparents and belief systems and emotions that have been passed down to you through your parents coming together and whatever's being imbued into you. So when you take the time, for one, if something is not yours and you're processing it, it frees up really easily and you realize, oh, that's not even mine. That whole thought form I've been living in, not even mine. If it is something that your soul is actually karmically learning from and you breathe into it, it's like opening a book and you get to read all the wisdom about it. If you let it come up into your heart, it's like you just literally learn everything about it in your intuitive brain, your intuitive mind, and you're like, oh, I know that now. But if you keep it locked up for whatever reason, then you don't get to learn the information. So again, breathe it up. The whole book of wisdom opens up on a soul level. You get to understand things from your heart's wisdom, which is really the big part of our humanness that's actually having this experience. It's like that heart's wisdom, that soul wisdom. That's really the big part of us being here. And that requires us experiencing emotions, but not just experiencing them, knowing how to interact with them, knowing how to breathe into them, knowing how to feel safe with them. And then when you go up into your mental body, you don't really even have to think about it that much. It's just all of a sudden when your emotion shifts, your thought form shifts. Like all of a sudden that person you hated 5 minutes ago, now you have compassion for them. And you're like, oh my God, I can totally see why they were upset or why they did this or why they didn't do this. Or I totally have compassion with my action and why I, you know, followed that path instead of this path, or why I've been, not being self-loving or being judgmental of other people. So all of a sudden your mind starts to shift and you begin to start seeing things from a new perspective that's going to be seen from this new soul wisdom that you've gained. So it's just like if you have an experience of something, you have a new gained understanding of it. But with emotions, if you never let yourself process the experience of the emotion, you just get sort of stuck in life and same people, same thing that you do every single day. And it's the safety that's a big deal. And in order to create that safety, it's you just spending time breathing, using rhythmic breath, asking, how do I feel in this moment? You can also ask, what's most unconditionally loving for me in this experience? That's another big one that empaths would benefit greatly from, is I wonder what's most loving for me. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more ways to create safety for empaths and everybody to experience their emotions.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection Coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Do you feel like love is just taking you for a ride? If you struggle to find yourself in a fulfilling romantic relationship, join me, Love Coach Mariah, in my show, Becoming Secure in Love, from push and pull to peace of mind, every second and fourth Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover the joy of being loved as your true, authentic self. Visit LoveCoachMariah.com for more. That's LoveCoachMariah.com.
Okay, we're back. Thank you so much for staying tuned. Okay, so with the emotional intelligence aspect of it, with your emotions, when you breathe in and just take time with them and you give them space, they're not as scary, they're not as traumatic, they're not as bad as sometimes I think we think emotions are. There's no need to have to judge them. Actually, they're like water. They move so quickly. They're like children. They move through emotions very quickly. And when we just give that space, and like I said, you have emotions, which are kind of on the surface of our reality. And then you have feelings, which are more on a soul level. And you're really wanting to get through the emotions so that you can get to more of the deeper feeling of what's really going on in your heart. And sometimes that can be very different than what you think it is. The feeling in and of itself can be very different than the emotions. Emotions tend to be more reactive and the feelings tend to be more truthful, a little bit more honest about what's going on for you. And your soul is the part of you having more the feeling experience when you give it space to be seen and heard. The emotions are going to be more the unconscious, the inner child, more reactive, get caught up in other people's emotions, that kind of thing. But when you're solid in, this is how I feel, that allows you, it just automatically kind of sets a healthier boundary for yourself, because people can feel that when you're in touch with your feeling, there's like a truth to that that can't be talked out of. But when you're in your emotions, a lot of times it's up and down, up and down, up and down. And so you're more influenced by other people around you. Okay, so with the feeling energy, and going into that. So another thing that's actually quite helpful is you start your morning or anytime during the day, breathing down into your belly, breathing through the emotions so you get to a feeling. Breathe into the feeling, which might feel like you're going down a roller coaster into something that can almost take your breath away, but you breathe into the emotion. It usually moves in 30, 40 seconds, a minute. And you'll find that all of a sudden you're in this new territory, this new feeling of what's really going on for you. So now you have a real kind of place to stand in yourself. So if you do go to get assistance or assistance comes in, whether it's a divine assistance or other kind of worldly assistance, you're in a better place to actually have something authentic and healing come your way. So breathing in, noticing the feeling, the emotions and the feelings. So the next thing I like to do is actually call into my higher presence. And you can do this in the beginning as well, but your I am presence or your higher presence is maybe considered like a higher part of you. It is definitely a part that might be like the most loving parent ever. It's this part of you that always knows how to take care of you. It knows how to set your life up. So when we put attention on our I am presence, our higher presence, you're inviting it into your life. But what I've noticed is just being held by my presence, like physically, like held, like a hug, it makes a big difference to the oxytocin in your body, raising your emotional energies to feel happier. Like that's an easy way to feel happier, to feel safer. So again, a big thing with people who are either resistant of their emotions or highly emotional is having the safety to navigate the emotional body, the emotional realm. So just try that for a moment. We're just going to call into either your higher presence, your I am presence, whichever wording works best for you. Coming into your energy field, you might greet it kind of in a room in the middle of your head, like this higher presence just coming in there, greeting you. And you can drop it down into your heart. And from that energy in your heart space, just allow it to give you a hug and just notice how it feels to be held. And this part of you is a very safe part of you. Like your nervous system, your soul, your higher self, your inner child, your magical child, every electron in your body knows that your higher presence is safe. Sometimes when we've had really negative experiences with parents or authority figures, we might question it a little bit, or it might be kind of something really new for us to be held by this higher being of light. But I do promise you that that innate intelligence inside of you, inside of your human body, knows that it's a loving presence. And so just practice with that. And you'll notice your whole nervous system calm down. You might notice your heart open. And so what I like to do with my I am presence is just go into a hug. Like I just imagine being held by it, that I'm just hugging it and it's hugging me. And I kind of lean in left shoulder, so that the heart of your I am presence and your heart are kind of more overlapping, because your heart's more on the left side of your body. And I'm just breathing in and breathe out. And you're just using a one heart breath. I'm breathing in. Imagining, feeling, sensing, knowing that you're being held in this presence. I'm breathing out. I'm breathing in. I'm breathing out. And you'll find that usually within 5 to 10 breaths, you'll notice that you and your higher presence are breathing as one. And that's called a one heart breath. And it's bringing you into coherence in all of the air systems of your body, but it's also bringing you into coherence between you and this higher part of you that you're inviting into your life to govern, to take control of, to manage your life, so that you actually feel like there's a higher power there helping you out. Right? And so now let's say we're going to evolve this a little bit. So you've tapped into your feelings. You're noticing how, you know, what's going on for you. You're self-aware. That self-awareness is going to go a really long way for you in terms of knowing how to communicate to people. So when you're in touch with yourself and you go to have a conversation with somebody, like, this is working for me, this is not, can you help me with this? Or I just need some space, whatever the conversation is. When you're in touch with your, when you've been unconditionally loving with yourself and you've tapped into, you know, your own feelings and what's really most unconditionally loving for you, because you're listening to this feeling, you're listening to the wisdom of it, you'll always get an answer on anything you're trying to make a life decision on. When you can center yourself and you just listen to your heart's wisdom and that part of your soul, it'll let you know if you want to go do this thing or not, or if you should buy this or not, or if you should be in relationship with this person or not. It'll let you know. So your mind and your emotions don't run the show. Now you're tapping into your heart's wisdom. And this is a place where we're living from unconditional love now. And the first place unconditional love starts really is inside yourself. So you are opening yourself up to emotional intelligence. You're opening yourself up to unconditional love. You're opening yourself up to this higher guidance of source energy, I am presence, higher energy, angels, all this higher energy, to now have be in tapped into the intuition of your higher guidance system, as well as your emotional intelligence and emotional guidance system. So what you're essentially doing by doing the breathing, asking how I feel, what's most unconditionally loving, is you're connecting your divine guidance system with your emotional guidance system. And now you're like a connected human being. This is really the art of being human, is being in touch with your emotions, your deeper feelings, and that source energy, and then acting out of that. And you'll find that your karmic actions that just happen from all the emotional issues, when you start transmuting that by breathing in and allowing it to kind of flow through your body and raise your vibration and your emotional intelligence, then what happens is that you move from your karmic action, reaction. I did this and this person did this. I did this and this person did this. They did this and then I did this. This is all karma, right? Action, reaction. Well, when you slow down and you just stop reacting, you breathe, you open up to your emotions, you make friends with them, you go to the deeper feelings. Then from there, you're able to hear the higher guidance, start trusting your emotions and feelings, trusting the higher guidance, and navigating your world in a whole different spectrum of light. And it's a lot easier now to actually choose a higher emotion because you're not stuck or processing all this other stuff, and you've moved into your dharma. And dharma is when you're interacting emotionally in the world through that higher divine service. It's when you're acting more unconditionally in the world, whereas karma is all conditional, and it's when all those emotions are locked up. Dharma is when you've used your breath to open all this, gain your soul's wisdom. And with that wisdom, you're now going to be of service, which is dharma. And dharma is unconditional. And you allow other people to be unconditional in their self and their experiences, as well as you do it for yourself. And that's the ultimate form of freedom. So some of the things that we're going to recap here quickly is calling forth your I Am presence to feel safe, to feel held, in your energy field, to use your breath, to give yourself permission to know how you feel, to ask what's most unconditionally loving for me, and then explain that to another person, tell another person with your unconditional honesty. And it starts to change all the relationships in your life, but most importantly, it changes your level of freedom inside yourself. So hope you enjoyed the call today, and take care, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Each one of us has a soul purpose on this earth and a higher purpose full of creative expression and unique soul attributes. Make sure to tune in next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com to continue your journey home to your truest self and pursue the path of unconditional self-love. If you would like to learn more about me, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.